Coach, could you say what kind of momentum or whatever that kind of win would give you in a week that you have laid out for you with all this travel?
I think the win in LA will carry more weight, to be honest with you. Our challenge is to forget that one as fast as we can, enjoy it tonight, and then leave it there. We did what we needed to do early in the game. Both teams had the same challenge, 4-6, which is not easy in this league. And we came out right and came out strong. And everything that kind of happens after 4-1, you're sitting on the bench going, I hope we don't try that in our next game. But good effort, you know, great story. And Matty Perreault scoring 4, it's the first time I've seen that in almost 5. And I'm happy for him because he's done it the right way. You know, he's worked so hard. He went through that stretch where he wasn't scoring. And his practices got even more competitive, and he worked even harder, and he had a stretch where he was just competing on every puck and trying so hard, and it wasn't going. Good for him, because it's a good sell for the coaches, because you're going to work that hard, you're going to get good things happen, and he's earned them. He's feeling it now. A big part of the reason why our power play has gotten to be very good over the last 2 months. So really happy to see that for him.
It's interesting you say that, because Perreault credits you with keeping him confident through that stretch when he wasn't scoring. Said you were telling him he was doing all the right things.
Yeah, that was easy, right? So you don't have to lie to a guy. You don't have to. If you compete that hard, you know that a player with that kind of skill is going to break through. I guess you never know that he's going to do it in the fashion that he has, but he was doing all the right things. There's nothing more to him. And when he was doing it, we were winning hockey games. So he's still. You know, you feel like the most important things these guys do isn't score, it's win. And he was still a big part of that happening. So he was able to keep some confidence. But it's an easy job for me when a guy's working as hard as Matty is to say, hang in there, and I'm going to keep playing in every one of those offensive situations, because he wasn't going for him, but he was, you go back to that very first exhibition game I think he played against Edmonton. He got one through the seam on the power play. And he had worked it around, got one through the seam, and it didn't go in. And it kind of, that's the way it went for him for a while. And then those guys, you know, they need the puck to cross the line to get that pure hands confidence to really feel good about a game, and he should feel great about his.
So a game like this, is this a one-off, or can you use this as a springboard to elevate your team's game?
No, one-off. Completely, absolutely a one-off game. They were tired. We had, in some ways, a potential advantage in that in playing L.A. and playing Anaheim. You know, that Arizona game, we didn't play well, but they did. They played a great game in Arizona. So we get a chance, if we have enough energy in this game, to come off a really high level of play. I mean, you have to play and compete on every puck against those teams. So that the concern was, do we have anything in the tank? And if we did, then we were going to be pretty good, because our short-term memory was hard hockey. And that's what that game was for us. We came out strong and right and won battles and won pucks, and then good things happened after that. And you know, I mean, at 4-1 or 5-1, based on the way we're playing and based on the fact that they're tired too, there's not going to be as strong as pushback from them. That game was over.
Paul, I know you're living the present, but what's the significance of 500 wins, and what will you do with the souvenir puck the guys got for you?
Well, I've been really fortunate. You know, and to be here, a place you feel really comfortable, and the guys compete so hard, so you get to enjoy it. But, you know, Mr. Kermanis and Jim Rutherford are the two biggest influences on me getting an opportunity to coach as young as I did and then staying with me. And that's really where my thoughts are now, an appreciation for the faith and then the support and letting me learn my job on the job, which you just don't get to do in the NHL. Those two guys for the reason that I'm here at 500 today, and then every other guy. I mean, I wear a suit to the rink, never blocked a shot, never scored a goal. But I feel honored to be in this league that long.
Will you celebrate that, Paul, somehow? I know you got a
road
trip.
Oh, my first one was San Jose, 7-4 at home, and we hit the Burger King drive-through on the way home. Wife should have figured out then it wasn't a very glamorous job.
Double whopper?
I'm sorry?
Double whopper?
No. But we, you know, you don't want to get crazy. I think we lost our next 4, so the game will humble you as soon as you start to think that you're good. I'll keep the puck. I don't keep anything. I have, I shouldn't say that, I get two things. I've got a sweater from every team that I've coached, and I've got a handful of pucks for firsts. You get fired enough, you get a bunch of first pucks. But no, I'll hang on to this one. It'll have a good spot.
On a serious note, though, like Jay Harrison knows you well and was just saying, you're a student of the game, you study it, you work at your craft. This must stand out to you that, you know, this opportunity might not have come along again.
I'm not hitting 500 again. Yeah, you know what? When I coached my 1,000th game, I didn't appreciate it for about 6 months, till about 6 months to a year after. Because I always felt that has much to do with guys keeping you around a little bit and surviving. But I think my family will enjoy this one. I hope they will.
Thanks, folks.
Okay.
We'll send out a